Now make a song out of that, would you please?
Well, one, one, two, three, five, eight, 13. Leonardo Fibonacci was an Italian mathematician. He was fueled by a love of numbers and a burning ambition. He recognized patterns that others could not see, and after an espresso or two, well, he set his ideas free. He added and subtracted, he walked on the beach until the Fibonacci sequence lay within reach. 34,
55,
89,
144.
Well, Mr. Fibonacci, he could never tell a lie. He loved to play with numbers, always wondering why. Certain numbers lined up the way that they do. There's got to be some pattern here, not just out of the blue. So while his colleagues, they sat on the fence, Mr. Fibonacci came up with the sequence. Oh, Mr. Fibonacci. Oh, Mr. Fibonacci. 233.
377.
610. Well, the Fibonacci sequence starts with the number 1. And though this does seem rather obvious and not particularly fun, then comes the kicker. The next number's also 1. Maybe Fibonacci spent too much time out in the sun. But no, he had the whole concept beyond a shadow of a doubt. Just follow the sequence and you'll figure it out. Mr. Fibonacci. Well, Mr. Fibonacci. And like the spiral found in a tiny, tiny shell, like the seeds in a sunflower, it's nature's show and tell. Nature and numbers were his work and play. So trust old Fibonacci and spiral away.
$1,597.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't get it.
Well, you start with a number 1. The next number's also 1. And after that, each number in the sequence is the sum of the 2 numbers before it. And now you have it. So go with the Fibonacci flow, my friends, and pick up this habit.
2,584. I get it.
Mr. Fibonacci. Mr. Fibonacci. Now you may think this sequence is a kind of a curse. Between you and me and Fibonacci, well, I think he had it worse. Think of Pascal, Pythagoras, Archimedes, Sir Isaac Newton. Then count all your blessings and write another verse. For Mr. Fibonacci. For Mr. Fibonacci. For Mr. Fibonacci. Thank you, Mr. Fibonacci.